paint, more than just aesthetics. Dawn Scott of Dulux Trade explains why painting and decorating is the ideal way to keep maintenance costs down while boosting the well-being of tenants. The effect that color has on an individual's mood has been recognized and well documented for a number of years. But with the pandemic forcing people to stay at home, and the issue of mental health becoming an even more important topic of discussion, the role interior design plays in supporting well-being has been brought to the fore. Carefully selecting colors for the home and workplace can greatly improve the mood of occupants to ensure they are at their happiest. The pride people feel every time they walk into their newly decorated home can make all the difference. But designing for 21st century living is not always straightforward. There are several factors to consider when creating welcoming and positive spaces for your residents, such as sustainability, the growth of stress-related issues, mental and physical health, the aging population, identity, and our relationship with technology. Color is an underutilized way to add an extra dimension to great building design, which goes far beyond aesthetics. Color can maximize user experience for each building's unique purpose. As well as this, it's also a relatively inexpensive solution. Redecorating is a great way to keep maintenance costs down for facilities managers, developers, and landlords, while simultaneously boosting the well-being of residents. But, to truly make a difference to the well-being of occupants and residents, it's crucial that the design is centered around the people that will be using the space. Meeting specific needs. As an example, when designing for elderly tenants or spaces for people living with dementia, the environment must support their specific needs. Using evidence-based color palettes and color schemes can really help. Colors that have been selected and combined to enable color and contrast of critical surfaces can help patients to navigate their settings in care environments, while a well-considered palette can reinforce a sense of dignity, instill positive personal connections, and provide stimulation within the space. In the private housing sector, renter demand for high-quality, sustainable homes that support well-being has increased significantly over the past few years, and the use of appropriate products within these types of properties is likely to attract higher interest from tenants, investors, and house hunters. Thankfully, achieving these improvements to support the well-being of residents and occupants doesn't always mean vast structural change and the substantial costs that come with it. Technological advancements in recent years have resulted in significant progress in developing finishes that are designed to last. Applying paint with durable finishes can lower costs substantially by extending maintenance cycles. In social housing, paint products with durable finishes are especially useful for high-traffic areas, such as hallways, corridors, stairwells, and communal spaces. The unformulation means there is no need for repainting, as scuffs and marks can simply be wiped away, which is also much more sustainable. For multi-occupancy buildings, products with antibacterial properties can help stop the spread of germs and bacteria on interior walls within communal areas. Housing professionals should also look out for low or minimal volatile organic compound, VOC, products. VOCs are chemicals used in the production of a wide range of products that vaporize and are emitted into the air. They are often found in building materials, such as paint, waxes, and varnishes. In high concentrations, particularly indoors, VOCs can cause adverse health effects. Fortunately, the development of VOC-free and low-VOC paint has come on leaps and bounds over the past few years. Making a difference. There is still more work to be done to explore how color and design can support health and well-being in a number of areas, from social and private housing to offices, healthcare settings, and schools. If we continue to dedicate time and resources to further this agenda, however, the positive impact we could have on the lives of millions of people across the UK is tremendous. Dawn Scott is commercial colour consultant at Dulux Trade.